You'll remember from my last couple of voicemails that I've been talking about the reasons people say no. The two reasons I've given you so far are things that we can't really do anything about because it's just about where the person is in their own life at the moment. And the only important thing to know about when people say no for those reasons is how to handle that. I'm going to share with you now some information about the third really important reason people say no. But this is a reason that is entirely avoidable. And if we can learn how to avoid people saying no for this reason, we are going to massively increase the number of people we get into our pipeline. There is a pivot point in every conversation, prospecting conversation, where before that pivot point, we need to be talking entirely about them. And it's only after that pivot point that we can start talking about the business. When we make our first approach, we need to be focused entirely on what could be in it for them. If we start talking about the business before this pivot point, then it will feel to our prospect that we're trying to sell them something. And that's a very dangerous thing to make your prospect feel, because most people, myself included, as soon as we feel that we're about to be sold something, we kind of shut down. We say, no, I'm not interested. We may not even know what we're saying no to. It's the feeling that's been created. And you will create this feeling with your prospect if you start telling them how great Forever is before they've notified you of any curiosity they've got. They notify you by saying, what is it? So we need to be talking entirely about what could be in it for them, their hot buttons, using the profile method, using the forming conversation, feeding back to them hot buttons that you've highlighted. So we need to be talking entirely about those things before the pivot point, which is when they say, what is it? Let me give you an example from life. If you walk down any high street today, you'll find somewhere a group of people wearing a tabard with a clipboard, and their purpose is to give you a big smile and engage with you and get you to subscribe to a charity. Now, these charities are almost always big charities, legitimate charities, good charities, charities that I personally probably support in any case. I probably believe in the work that they do. And yet, even knowing this, these are charities like Oxfam or Macmillan or, you know, big charities. And despite the fact that I know the charity and I support and believe in the work the charity does, when I'm approached in this way, I suddenly speed up my pace. I avert eye contact. If they speak to me, I say, I'm sorry, I haven't got time now. Now, I'm a networker. My job is to engage in conversations with people so that I can find out whether they'd be good prospects or not. That's what I do. That's how I've built my business. And usually I'm pretty good at it. But under these circumstances, this feeling of not liking being sold to is so strong that I'm not prepared to engage with them, even though that's what I know I should do, and even though I support their charity. This is a power of our negative reaction to the feeling of being sold to. And you can trigger the same reaction. If you start talking about Forever before you've identified there's curiosity, if you start going into presentation mode, then you will immediately trigger this shutdown and you will get a no when otherwise you might have got a yes. So it's really important to recognize that our prospecting, it's always talking about what could be in it for them, talking about how Forever could deliver things to them or people like them. It doesn't have to be direct to them, but by talking about the benefits that people like them get, it's kind of sowing seeds in their own imagination. And then it's only a short step to them asking, what is it? And if we handle that correctly, then we've got a prospect in our pipeline. And as you know, the way to handle the what is it question is, the company's called Forever. Have you heard of them? Whatever they say, they're an unusual kind of company in that they don't have employees. They have partners, which means as a partner, you can choose your own hours, set your own level of income, work from wherever you like. Obviously, I can't go into any detail at the moment, but either we could get together for a cup of coffee, and I could tell you all about it, or I've got a couple of 5-minute online videos. I could send them to you by email or messenger, have a look at those, and then we could talk again, whichever you'd prefer. And then you've got somebody in your pipeline because you've handled it well.